get to our special guest in studio here, I need to cover the Arizona staycation, and I'm not going to do it through my words. I'm going to do it through the words of the Stevens family, who wrote in and said a big thank you to Rosie on the house. The Lazy Trout Cabins, their Greer staycation, and their Sanderson Ford Lincoln MKZ. Now, they did it smart. I'm not saying there's a bad time to travel. I'm just saying if you're really going to enjoy and want to have it to yourself, go during the week. And that's what they did. They didn't come back on Sunday night with the traffic coming back into Phoenix. They left the opposite way, headed up to Payson on the Beeline Highway, had lunch at the 260 Cafe in Payson, visited friends in Sholo who were staying at the RV park, hiked around Holly Lake, and checked in to the Lazy Trout Cabins that night and went over to the Molly Butler Lodge for a great dinner. Monday, they made their way down to Hannigan's Meadow on the Old Devil's Highway. Said, and I saw it last summer, too, the Wallow Fire. It does make you just, you know, there's a little something that sinks when you see the damage it done. But said, with all the rain, it's recovering great. And Dad talks about, you know, aspens are the first thing that come back on a fire, and how many aspens and the colors that's brought to the White Mountains. So it was neat to see that that color for the fall. Then they came back on 60 through Salt River Canyon and said, I don't know if it was that it's been repaved or more maybe the MKX we were driving. And it was a fun trip down through Globe, Miami, and Superior back into Phoenix. So that is just one of the things that you can find at Rosie on the House. And only at Rosie on the House can you sign up for the staycation, where you get to pick out any of the models on the Ford test lot at Sanderson Ford. Take it wherever you'd like to go. We work to accommodate arrangements and give you a little prize package waiting there from Cactus Candy. But right now, we're joined Chad Johnson. Johnson.
Yep. Belgard Commercial Hardscapes.
Commercial.
Right.
It's
right.
Not just for homeowners.
It is not just for homeowners. Seeing more and more architects, engineers, city planners using concrete pavers, segmental retaining walls, maybe even permeable pavers in some situations. So we do a lot of commercial work around the valley and across the country, actually.
Now, something that was everywhere you turned about 7 or 8 years ago, it seemed like they were doing some kind of fake stone on buildings, and it was something brand new that kind of broke up the every building looks the same. It was good. There is a new line now by Belgard for a faux finish exterior. Is it the Elements line or the? I'll have to look on Belgard.com. But it was finally a product, because there are so many applications. You saw it wasn't installed right. It fell off. It wasn't waterproofed. But
right. Well, certainly the Belgard's Elements products that are out now. You've seen one. Well, you see the peach oven out there now. But in some cases, that is sent to a project in a contained, surrounded by Belgard products. So it's installed at a factory, shows up at the job site, put in place relatively quickly. And to your point of products falling off structures, these are basically adhered and they don't fall apart. Essentially, they show up and they last a lifetime like all other Belgard products. So that's the Element series, and those are the pizza ovens, the wood, the fireplaces that you've seen. So they show up on the job site ready to go, ready to use, and you can really be using a pizza oven within 30, 45 minutes.
And when you're talking to somebody and they want to see an example, what's one of your favorite places to send somebody in a commercial application and say, this is one of our showcase projects?
Well, there's a number around town. One of the ones that I really like are some of the intersections across town, be it Chandler, Tempe, where pavers have been in going on upwards of 30 years. So a pavement designed properly, base course, the pavers, using the right types of pavers, you can get a pavement, as Nathan was speaking to a little bit earlier, you can have a pavement that lasts upwards of 50 years. So whereas asphalt is going to crack, and have to be resealed and repaired on a regular basis. There is maintenance required for concrete pavers, but designed properly, you're going to be having a pavement that's going to last upwards of 50 years. So obviously, reduced life cycle costs.
And the showroom on 44th, right at the Grand Overpass. I mean, that's incredible just to see not only the going from Bellegarde Pavers, but just the products that Superlight stamps out.
Right. Yeah, the plant is located, the showroom's located, like you said, just off of basically 43rd Avenue and Indian School. And we have a garden there that shows all the different products that we have, even some of the newer products like the Moduline series, which lend themselves more to some commercial applications. We've got our masonry. So we're showing off all the products across the board that that Bellegarde and Superlight produce locally.
The first house I built was with the Integra Wall System. Oh. Ended up just doing a stucco over and painting the top. But my next one, it's going to be the Integra Wall, but it's going to be colored block, split faced, not the whole thing all the way to the top, but partly split faced, about kind of like a wainscoting size, up about 36 inches. And then the rest is going to be a diamond polish finish, and it's going to all be color coordinated to look like the sunset.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of the
beauty
of...
That's your front product,
right.
Your interior product, and your insulation.
Yes.
You're done.
Right. Yeah, we can be a one-stop shop, Bellegarde, Superlight, Oldcastle.
Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.